Neither futurism nor cubism has brought us what our time has expected of them. Beside those two artistic schools, our recent past has had nothing of importance or deserving attention. But life does not wait, and the growth of generation does not stop, and we who go to relieve those who have passed into history, having in our hands the results of their experiments, with their mistakes and their achievements, after years of experience equal to centuries, we say, now no new artistic system will withstand the pressure of a growing new culture until the very foundation of art will be erected under the real laws of life. Until all artists will say with us, all is fiction, only life and its laws are authentic, and in life only the active is beautiful and wise and strong and right. For life does not know beauty as an aesthetic measure. Efficacious existence is the highest beauty. Life knows neither good nor bad nor justice as a measure of morals. Need is the highest and most just of all morals. Life does not know rationally abstracted truths as a measure of cognizance. Deed is the highest and surest of truths. Those are the laws of life. Can art withstand these laws if it is built on empty abstractions, on mirage, on fiction? We say, space and time are reborn to us today. Space and time are the only forms on which life is built, and hence art must be constructed. States, political and economic systems perish. Ideas crumble under the strain of ages. But life is strong and grows, and time goes on in its real continuity. Who will show us forms more efficacious than this? Who is the great one who will give us foundations stronger than this? Who is the genius who will tell us a legend more ravishing than the prosaic tale which is called life? The realization of our perceptions of the world in the form of space and time is the only aim of our pictorial and plastic art. In them, we do not measure our works with a yardstick of beauty. We do not weigh them with pounds of tenderness and sentiments. The plumb line in our hand, eyes as precise as a ruler, in a spirit as taut as a compass, we construct our works as the universe constructs its own, as the engineer constructs its bridge, as the mathematician his formula of the orbits.